Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how to set and manage alarms on your HomePod, or if you also want to, in the Home app on your iOS device. In my case, it's my iPhone. So rather than annoying everybody with HEY Siri, for this demo, I'm going to double tap and hold on the HomePod itself to activate Siri manually. So whenever I do that, just imagine I'm using HEY Siri instead, all right? And because I'm using VoiceOver, that's why I'm double tapping and holding on the HomePod touch service. Because if I touch the top of the HomePod, that's the play button that speaks out because I'm using VoiceOver on the HomePod. All right, let's start off with a simple one. Double tap and hold. Set an alarm for 6 a.m.
Okay, I set an alarm for 6 a.m.
Let's just delete that one. Delete alarm.
Okay, I deleted your 6 a.m. alarm.
Because that was the one that I just said last.
Now we can all get some sleep.
Very funny. All right, let's try this one. Set an alarm for 6 a.m. weekdays.
Your alarm set here for 6 a.m. starting tomorrow.
Now let's just check that. What alarms do I have on?
An alarm set for 6 a.m. every Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday.
I'm just wanting to work out why it said that backwards. That's bizarre. You'd think it'd say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All right, so that's pretty good. I've got to get up at 6 a.m. anyway for school for my boys. Let's try a 7 a.m. alarm for weekends. Set an alarm for 7 a.m. for the weekend.
I've set an alarm here for 7 a.m. starting Saturday.
Let's just check all the status again. What alarms do I have on?
You have two currently on. An alarm set for 6 a.m. every Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday. And an alarm set for 7 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday.
So that's for the weekend alarm. All right, now let's say if I was cooking and I want to set an alarm for 10 minutes. In this demo, I'm going to do 1 minute. Let's try this one.
Hi.
Set an alarm for 1 minute.
I've set an alarm for 12:22 p.m.
And we'll just pause and we'll come back in when the alarm's going off. Okay, touch the top of the HomePod.
Stop alarm.
Stop alarm, double tap. You can also give an alarm and a label. So if I was cooking and I had to remind myself by the alarm to, let's say, take the garlic bread out, which I normally set for around about 8 minutes. And again, I'm going to use a 1 minute example. Set an alarm for 1 minute labeled, take the garlic bread out of the oven.
I've set your take the garlic bread out alarm for 12:23 p.m.
I think I just shortened what I said then, but anyway, and we'll see what the alarm, when it goes off, we'll say it. So it should ring the alarm sound, which is the default and you don't get a choice. And it should also say the label of the alarm as well. Here we go.
Take the garlic bread out.
Here we go. Take the garlic bread out. So touch the top of the HomePod. And double tap. And of course, if I wanted to check all the status of my alarms, double tap and hold. Remember, you can say HEY Siri. What's the status of my alarms?
You have 4 alarms here, a 6 a.m. alarm, currently on, a 7 a.m. alarm, currently on, a 12:22 p.m. alarm, currently off, and a take the garlic bread out alarm set for 12:23 p.m. and currently off.
Now, I don't need that 12:22 and 12:23 alarm, so let's do this. Delete my 12:22 p.m. alarm.
I deleted your 12:22 p.m. alarm.
Delete my 12:23 p.m. alarm.
I deleted your 12:23 p.m. alarm.
And let's check. What's the status of my alarms?
You have 2 alarms here, a 6 a.m. alarm, currently on, and a 7 a.m. alarm, currently on.
Now, of course, if I want to, temporarily turn those off, of course, or on again, whenever I like, so double tap and hold. Turn my 6 a.m. alarm off.
I turned off your 6 a.m. alarm.
What's the status of my 6 a.m. alarm?
You have 1 alarm here, a 6 a.m. alarm, currently off.
Which is correct. Now turn back on again. Turn on my 6 a.m. alarm.
Your 6 a.m. alarm is now on.
Now, I also have to set a reminder every day to give my boys their medication in the morning. So let's try this one. Set an alarm for 6:45 a.m. labelled Boys Medication Every Day.
I've set your boys' medication every day alarm for 6:45 a.m.
Good. Now let's see if we can get the status. What's the status of my 6:45 a.m. alarm?
You have one alarm here. A boys' medication every day alarm set for 6:45 a.m. and currently on.
Excellent. And now let's say that I wanted to change the time for that 6:45 a.m. alarm to 7:15 a.m.
Hi.
Change my 6:45 a.m. alarm to 7:15 a.m.
Okay, I changed it to 7:15 a.m. tomorrow.
So let's just see now what we've got. Check all my alarms.
You have three alarms here, a 6 a.m. alarm, currently on, a 7 a.m. alarm, currently on, and a boys' medication every day alarm set for 7:15 a.m. and currently on.
So the other thing you can do is also snooze an alarm. So let me just set one for 1 minute again. Set an alarm for 1 minute.
I've set an alarm for 12:33 p.m.
Thank you. And there we go. Okay, so double tap and hold. Snooze my alarm.
Okay, I snoozed it.
Now, I've done some testing and it seems to be the default for the normal snooze alarm on your iPhone, which is 10 minutes. So hopefully at 12:44, when I'm doing this recording, that reminder alarm or that snooze alarm should go off. So let's just do one final check of what alarms we've got on. Double tap and hold. No HEY Siri. What alarms do I have on?
You have four currently on, an alarm set for 6 a.m. every Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday, an alarm set for 7 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday, a boys' medication every day alarm set for 7:15 a.m., and an alarm set for 12:33 p.m.
Okay, and remember that 12:33 p.m. alarm is still on because that's the one that I asked to snooze. So let's just leave the snooze alarm function running. And I'm going to grab my iPhone here and let's have a look at what the alarm function screen looks like in the Home app. Open Home.
Add and edit homes. Button.
Okay,
David's
right.
Home. Edit. Add. Favorite scenes.
Okay,
heading.
Get in the bottom.
Rooms.
Two
tab.
Rooms.
Selected. Rooms.
Up the top.
Tab. Show rooms. Button.
Tap on rooms.
Show
rooms.
Alert. Dining room, Lachlan's
and
room, lounge room, master bed,
to
Owen's room, pergola, selected, room setting, selected,
toy room,
button.
That's the one that I'm using, or where I am.
Show rooms, toy room, edit, add, accessories,
and in the
heading.
Moment, my accessories
heater,
are
toy room,
the heater,
off, HomePod, toy room, paused,
and
button.
HomePod, which funny enough is currently
actions
paused because I'm not playing music, so to get to the screen that contains the alarm and the details, I'm going to flick up,
open controls,
using voiceover, double tap on controls.
HomePod, toy room,
to
HomePod,
right.
Alarms, button.
So I've got alarms, which we'll just use now.
Details,
and details.
Button.
That's where you can, as I said in another podcast, you can use to further configure the HomePod.
Alarms,
so flick back to left,
button.
Double tap on alarms.
Alarm, add, button.
And we can add an alarm.
Edit, button.
Edit.
Toy room, HomePod alarms.
Toy
heading.
Room, HomePod alarms.
Done, button.
Done.
6 a.m., alarm, every weekday. Switch button, on.
Okay, so again, I can turn
actions
them
available.
On and off here and see them. So if I double tap on it.
Off.
It's off. Double tap on it again.
On.
It's on. Flick to the right again.
7 a.m. alarm every weekend. Switch button. On.
Okay, that's the 7 a.m.
Actions
alarm
available.
Every weekend.
7:15 a.m. boys' medication every day.
That's the
switch
boys'
button.
Medication
on.
Every day.
12:33 p.m. alarm. Switch button. On.
And that's the current
actions
snoozed
available.
Alarm. And if I flick up.
Delete.
I can delete it.
Activate.
Or I can
default.
Activate it, i.e. toggle it and turn it off in this case. All right, so while we're waiting for that snooze one to go off, let me flick back.
7:06, done. Toy room home, edit.
And
let's button.
Add an alarm.
Add, cancel, add alarm, save, button, 12 o'clock, picker item,
so
adjustable.
So 12 o'clock is the right time.
37 minutes, picker item,
37,
adjustable.
So let me flick
38
up.
Minutes.
And let's do one
39
for 39.
PM, picker
PM.
Item, repeat, never,
repeat,
button.
I don't want to repeat and go into that repeat
act,
screen.
Label. Alarm.
Label.
Button.
I'm going to leave it, label it as alarm,
actions
but I can go
available.
Into and give it a new label.
Label. Alarm.
And that's it.
Button.
So flick back to left.
PM, 30, 12, save. Button.
And double tap on save.
6 a.m. alarm every weekday.
So if you flip back,
done.
We're at the beginning, done.
6 a.m. through 6 a.m. 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
7:15 a.m. 12:33 p.m. 12:39 p.m.
And 12:39.
Switch button.
Which
on.
Is currently on.
Actions
cool.
available.
And of course, if we flip back, 12:39
7 done. Tour room home edit.
Let's do a double tap on it. And
tour room
to the right.
Home pod alarm. 6 a.m. alarm every weekday. Button.
Okay, so if I wanted to edit that available. Alarm, I can double tap on it.
Cancel. Button.
Click to the right.
Edit alarm. Save. Button.
That's the save button.
6 o'clock.
And now I'm actually going to change
adjustable.
It. I'm going to flick
five
down
o'clock.
And make it 5.
0 minutes.
And
picker
flick
item.
This
15,
down.
49 minutes.
Because my 48, son
46 minutes.
Likes me
47
to
minutes.
Make him food for the morning. Sometimes a hot breakfast. So sometimes I get up at 5:45 just to get time to do it for him at 6 a.m. when I get him out of bed. All right. So flick to the right.
AM. Picker item.
AM.
Adjustable.
I can flick up or down for AM PM.
Repeat. Weekdays.
Repeat. Button. Weekdays. Still fine.
Label. Alarm.
Label.
Button.
I don't need to worry about it. Oh, actually, let me
actions
just label it.
Text field and is editing. Character mode. Insertion point.
I'm just going to use my Siri dictation here. Boys, wake up time.
Inserted boys wake up time.
Click the left.
Label. Back button.
And oh, tip them back.
Back button. Label.
Oh, hello Siri.
Boys wake up time. Button.
That's my 12:39 alarm.
Stop.
Beautiful. All right, so let me flip back where we were.
Delete alarm. Label. Boys wake up time.
So boys
button.
Wake up time. Flip back to the left.
Repeat. Weekdays. 47 minutes. 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
47 minutes.
I mean 47. Right. 46, excuse me.
48 minutes.
Whoops.
45 minutes.
45, thanks. Not 47.
5 save.
Okay,
button.
And double tap on save.
Done. Button. Tour room home pod alarms. 5:45 a.m. Boys wake up time every weekday.
Beautiful.
7 a.m. alarm every weekend. Button.
Of course, I could
actions
change
available.
That one to boys karate run if I wanted to give it a label.
7:15 a.m. Boys medication
boys
every
medication.
Day. 12:33 p.m. alarm. Button.
12:33, that's the one that's
actions
snoozed.
Available. 12:39 p.m. alarm. Button.
And that's the 12:39 one that's
available.
Went off. So let me just get out of this edit mode.
Done. Button.
Tap on edit.
Done.
Okay, now 12:39
p.m.
And if I flick up.
Delete.
I can just delete it from
performed
here.
Performed action. Delete.
So I flick
5:45
back to the left.
5:45 a.m. Boys wake up time.
Oops.
Every weekday.
It's gone back to the top
switch
of the list
button.
Already. That's cool. So I flick to the right.
7 a.m. 12:33 p.m.
And there we go. All gone. So as you can tell, you can do everything manually if you want to from the alarm screen here within the Home app, or again, as I was doing earlier on, you can do everything from the HomePod itself. So let me just flip back to the left.
7 5 4 done. Button.
And double tap on done.
HomePod, tour room HomePod, heading.
Let's just check the alarms that were currently happening on the HomePod itself again. Touch and hold.
Hi.
What's the status of my alarms?
You have 4 alarms here. A boys wake up time alarm set for 5:45 a.m. and currently on. A 7 a.m. alarm, currently on. A boys medication every day alarm set for 7:15 a.m. and currently on. And a 12:33 p.m. alarm, currently on.
Excellent. Now, it's interesting, that 7 a.m. alarm, I've noticed when I've been using this a few times, that's the one that's for the weekend, in this case for the karate run coming up this weekend as I'm doing the recording on Saturday and Sunday. And it's not saying Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know why sometimes it says it and sometimes it doesn't. Let me just check the time on my iPhone.
12:42 p.m.
So 12:42. So hopefully in 1 minute that snooze alarm should go off and then I can delete it. And I'll just delete it with using the HomePod once it goes off. There it goes. So touch it. Double tap. Which means I can now delete that 12:33 alarm now that I've snoozed it. And I'm assuming, I'm not going to test it here, but I'm assuming you can snooze it again if you like. All right, so double tap and hold. Delete 12:33 p.m. alarm.
I deleted your 12:33 p.m. alarm.
Now, if I do this, and I'm not going to confirm this.
Hi.
Delete all my alarms.
Are you sure you want to delete all your alarms?
No.
Okay, then.
Thank you. And just to check that 12:33 alarm is actually really gone. Check all my alarms.
You have 3 alarms here. A boys wake up time alarm set for 5:45 a.m. and currently on. A 7 a.m. alarm, currently on. And a boys medication everyday alarm set for 7:15 a.m. and currently on.
And of course, you can always check the status of your next alarm as well, rather than having to get them all read out or check the time that you know it's on. So I can do When is my next alarm?
You have 3 alarms set. The next active one is set for 5:45 a.m.
So if I wanted to put an alarm on for this afternoon at 4 p.m. to remind me to take the steak out of the fridge, set an alarm for 4 p.m. labelled, get the steaks out of the fridge.
Okay, I set your get the steaks out of the fridge alarm for 4 p.m.
Okay, and of course I can wander past and use the magic word H-E-Y Siri or double tap and hold, of course. What is my next alarm?
Your alarm is set for 4 p.m.
No, I didn't set a label of it. Let's try again. Check my 4 p.m. alarm.
You have 1 alarm here. I get the steaks out of the fridge alarm set for 4 p.m. and currently on.
All right, so it looks like my HomePod is ready to rock and roll, and it's all well and good. Now, what I normally do is I tend to use my voice just to delete those quick alarms that I set during the day when I'm cooking or doing other things that I want to, if you like, use it as a timer. PM. Whoops, status bar, your iPhone. So I'll just say set an alarm for 5 minutes, and then I'll say delete the alarm that I just set for the 5 minute mark. That's the alarms done. I will cover timers, reminders, and notes in another podcast. So that will do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.